Larry Claassen is the editor of Business Insider SA, and on Friday I talked to the people behind turning one of the Mandela properties in Houghton into the Mandela Sanctuary, making it a fairly upmarket hotel for people to go and stay at. You go to Johannesburg for leisure, not really. You go for conferences or to get onto a plane somewhere else the next morning. And then I read this morning Larry saying that Jacob Zuma should turn Nkandla into a hotel. Larry, did you have your tongue a little bit in your cheek when you wrote that?
I had my tongue very much in my cheek when I wrote that.
Okay. Because I can't imagine that it's going to be, I mean, what would we call it? If it's the Mandela Sanctuary, then it would be the Nkandla facility.
I'm sure Jacob Zuma will come up with a creative enough name for it. I just looked at the sprawling complex, and I thought, why not just turn it into a boutique hotel? If President Nelson Mandela, former President Nelson Mandela's home could be turned into such, why not another president take a keystone at it?
Yeah, there's an Olympic-sized fire pool that people can swim in. There's a kraal where you can take your children to pet the goats. So there are all sorts of things that could be put there as attractions.
I'm interested in the other stuff, the tunnel complex under the main house. That'll be really interesting. And the bunker, I think the initial plans was just to have kind of like a safe room or a panic room. And now there's a kind of control facility inside Nkandla. So that's what I'm really interested to see. I would actually pay money to go and see that.
And you'd pay money to stay in the bunker? And would you want it to be bunker accommodation, sort of bunker hardcore? You know, so no comforts, cold water only, and Robben Island style mattress and one thin blanket because you're in the bunker after all.
I had my imagination ran away with me. I actually see it as some kind of like James Bond villain lair, you know, lots of velvet.
So you have to be very, very careful what you pick up, because it could turn into an explosive with the wrong kind of pressure somewhere.
That's take note of that. But I think for those that haven't read the conclusion of the column, I don't think it's a good idea. I kind of like poo-poo my own idea. I kind of point out that we've already paid for the upgrades to Nkandla, and we shouldn't pay twice if we go there. I think even Jacob Zuma, his supporters, would agree with that.
But he's got to find 18.2 million rand to pay the state back for the legal fees that they spent on him. And, this could be a way he could train his wives and children to become beauty therapist to do manis and pedis and massages and make some decent money.
Yeah, that's one of the things about Nkandla that is just like also the mystery. What's the running cost of it? He's got two wives over there. He's got a substantial household. He's got accommodation just he's got I think 20 houses just for accommodation for his staff. And that's not even including the SAP S staff there. I think that lives just outside in Nkandla. But saying all that, I think it'll be it could be a really kind of if he's adventurous enough, he should seriously consider like turn it into a boutique hotel.
Maybe Mr. Dlomo will be contacting you, Larry, asking for some of your time to discuss this more thoroughly. Larry Claassen, editor of Business Insider SA. It's great fun reading that article.